亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家晚安。
Hallelujah, good evening to all the brothers and sisters.
在这个星期五的晚上，我们继续来从犹大书当中来做学习。
And this evening, we would like to continue to study from the book of Jude.
我们已经接近犹大书的尾声。
And we are almost at the end of the book of Jude.
整卷犹大书很短，它只有一章而已。
And the book of Jude is very short, it's only one chapter long.
但是在这个短暂的一章当中，却充满了他对信徒的关心以及担心。
But in this very short chapter, it is full ofcare and worries for the members.
我们知道在使徒教会的末期，
and we know that towards the end of the apostolic church.
虽然教会发展得很快，
even though the church grew very quickly.
虽然人数增加得很多，
even though the membership grew every day.
虽然教会的影响力势力越来越大，
even though the influence of the church was increasing.
但是对信徒、对教会跟对救恩来说，都越来越危险。
But to the members, to the church, and to the future, it is more and more dangerous.
在那个时候，他们主要面对三个大的问题。
And at that time, they had to face three main problems.
第一个问题就是大逼迫。
And the first was great persecution.
在逼迫当中，有人害怕了。
And in persecution, many people feared.
所以逃离了信仰。
And so people escaped their faith.
所以他们是在逼迫当中挣扎求生存。
And so inUnder a great persecution, there was a great battle inside.
第二个问题是信仰上的混乱。
And the second was
confusion
in the faith.
就是在真理上面越来越不清楚。
It is that in the truth, things were becoming less and less clear.
虽然很多人来信耶稣，
and even though many people came to believe in Jesus,
但是很多人把耶稣当作他们从前的偶像一样在敬拜。
Many people turned Jesus into an idol that they began to worship.
所以是披着这个基督徒的皮。
And so even though they on the outside they are a Christian.
但是里面却仍然是拜偶像的心。
But inside they were actually worshiping idols.
这是当代的第二个问题。
This was the second problem.
第三个问题是他们失去了耐心。
The third problem was that they lacked compassion.
不是patience.
Patience.
所以他们等等等，一直没有等到耶稣再来。
And they waited and waited, and they couldn't wait until Jesus comes again.
有些人就觉得说耶稣应该不会来了。
And so some people said, Jesus probably won't come. And
有些人讲说耶稣已经来过了。
And some people even said Jesus already came.
因此他们就失去了忍耐等待的心。
And so they have forsaken this heart of patience.
所以这个是在末世的时候他们所面对的三个挑战。
At the end of the time of the church, this is the challenges they faced.
外在的压力。
The oppression from the outside.
道理的混乱。
The confusion in the truth.
以及对未来失去的盼望。
And losing hope in the future.
如果用到我们今天的社会。
And today, if we apply this to our society.
我们也是在这个世界的末了，这个末日的最尾端的。
And we are at the end times of this world.
所以我们也是面对一样的挑战，一样的问题。
And so we face the same challenges and the same problems.
世界对真理越来越不友善。
This world is becoming
对那些坚持道理的人越来越不友善。
Those who are strong in the faith are becoming less and less.
这个社会对是非对错越来越没有原则。
This world is becoming less clear on what is right and what is wrong.
同时我们这么我们在世界的影响之下。
And at the same time, we are in the influence of the world.
还有多少人常常想到那将要来的末日呢？
How many people are thinking of the days that are coming at the end?
虽然我们谈末日。
And so now that we are talking about the end times.
虽然我们谈永生。
Even though we talk about eternal life.
虽然我们谈审判。
Even though we talk about judgment.
但是有多少人真正把这些事放在心上？
How many people are truly putting this in their heart?
还是一日过一日，好像永远都过不完一样。
Or they just live their day to day, as if it will last forever.
所以在当时候很多的使徒。
And so at that time there are many members.
包括彼得，包括犹大，包括保罗。
There was Peter, there was Paul, and there was Jude.
都特别针对这些问题来留下书信给我们做警告。
And they have written these books as a reminder to us.
所以我们在过去的几个 个好几个星期五的晚上。
And so for these past Friday nights,
我们谈到很多要谨慎、要小心的地方。
We've been discussing a lot of areas of caution.
我们在上一次有谈到。
And last time we have discussed.
我们在上次谈到说，在幕后有危险的事要临到。
And last time we discussed that there are some dangerous things we need to be careful.
是我们要谨慎小心的。
Yes, we need to be cautious and careful.
我们看十八节。
Let us see verse 18.
犹大书的第十八节。
Jude verse 18.
他们曾对你们说过，末日必有好讥诮的人，随从自己不敬虔的私欲而行。十九
，verse 19，
那就是这些引人结党、属乎血气、没有圣灵的人。二十节
，verse 20，
亲爱的弟兄们，你们需要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告。二十一
，verse 21，
保守自己，常在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣的基督的怜悯。直到永生。那在这最后呢，犹大长老告诉我们。
And here at the end, Elder Jude tells us.
他说啊，到末了的时候有几种人你要特别小心。
He says at the end times there are some people you need to be cautious of.
哪几种人你要特别小心呢
？And which people should you be especially careful around?
第一个这里讲说好讥笑，喜欢嘲笑别人的。
The first is those people who like to mock others.
他说啊，如果我们今天呢、啊？今天我们在坚持信仰的路上。
And so today we are diligently on this heavenly road.
世界上会有很多人来嘲笑你。
And on this, and this world has a lot of people who will mock you.
会觉得你非常的愚蠢。
They think you are very foolish.
说这样子的人总是存在的。
And these people will always exist.
耶稣的时代有这样的人。
In Jesus' time, there were these people.
使徒的时代有这样的人。
At the apostolic times, these people existed.
今天我们一样要面对这些嘲笑、喜欢讥笑我们信仰的人。
And just the same.Today we also need to face these people who mock us.
所以我们要谨慎小心。
And so we need to be cautious.
不要因为别人所说的一些话来打倒了我们的信仰。
We shall not let the words of others hurt our faith.
就像摩西啊，就是因为太在乎别人讲的话了。
Like Moses, Moses just cared too much about what people said about him.
所以诗篇三十七篇里面告诉我们。
And so Psalm 73 says.
他说啊，摩西因为身旁的人一直抱怨，一直讲。
The people around Moses kept complaining to him.
到最后，摩西就被激怒了。
And at the end, the wrath of Moses was stirred up.
所以一动怒之后就骂人。
And so once he was angry, he began to rebuke others.
一骂人之后就受了亏损，不能进到迦南地。
And so once he rebuked others, he was punished and was not able to go into the land of Canaan.
所以信仰的路上会有很多的噪音在我们的耳边。
So on our walk of faith, there will be many noises in our ear.
我们要能够分辨。
We need to be able to discern.
有的人的声音是为了我们好。
Some people's sounds are for our own good.
有些人的噪音只是想要破坏我们的信仰。
Some people's noise is just to hurt our faith.
所以在这里讲到要小心幕后有嘲笑人的。
So here it says, be careful in the end times, there will be mockers.
接下来他讲说有那个引人结党的。
And it says there will be people who cause divisions.
就是在教会里面啊，哇，我们一组，你们一组，你们一群，我们一群。
In church, they will say you are one group, I am one group, we're one team, another team.
我们同样年纪的在一起。
All the people of the same age hang out together.
我们同样乡村来的在一起。
All the people with the same background, let's hang out together.
我们同样语言的在一起。语言 language.
The same language. Let us all hang out together.
所以啊，我们大教会里面分成好多的团体。
And so in the church there are many, many different groups.
彼此从来不相往来。
And they do not interact with each other.
吃饭永远只跟自己的朋友坐在一起。
Eat with their own friends.
说这个也是教会当中的一个危险。
This is a danger in the church as well.
说如果教会里面分门别类、纷争结党这样子 division， 这样子分成好几派。
And if the church is divided into so many parts.
神怎么会在我们当中与我们同在呢
？How can God be among us and with us？
所以啊，主耶稣在离世之前的祷告。
And so the prayer before Jesus left this world.
主耶稣不断的为门徒祷告求一件。
He did unceasingly prayed for the disciples in one matter.
就是希望教会能够同心，信徒能够同心。
He prayed that the church and the disciples were able to be of one heart.
因为主耶稣知道得很清楚。
Because Jesus knew very clearly.
一个教会如果不能同心。
If a church cannot be of one heart.
如果分门别类，大家我跟你是不同的。
If people make discernments and separate themselves.
你不理我，我不喜欢你。
I do not like you and I'm not going to pay attention to you.
这样子教会当中就看不见神。
That way, the church would not be able to see the works of God.
不管你里面有多少的人才。
Doesn't matter how many people people are in the church.
不管你教会里面有多少的财富，
doesn't matter how much money the church has.
教会都不会发展，
the church will never grow.
因为神的能力不在其中，
because the strength of God is not in the church.
所以我们要小心第二种。
This is the second thing we need to be cautious of.
就是喜欢在教会里面把大家分开的。
To separate among ourselves in church.
第三，这里讲说属乎血气。
And the third is
sensual.
The third are sensual persons.
什么叫做属乎血气？
What are sensual persons?
就是所说的、所做的、所想的，都是只有世界上的好处。
What they say, what they do, what they think is all for the good in this world.
虽然有来教会，
that even though they come to church,
虽然也信耶稣，
even though they believe in Jesus,
但是心中所在意、口里所谈论，永远都是世界上的事情。
But in their heart and everything that they say is all worldly things.
说这种人，我们也要小心谨慎。
These are people we need to be cautious of as well.
第四种说没有圣灵的人。
And the fourth is those who do not have the Spirit.
没有圣灵不是说你祷告不会说灵言，还没有得到圣灵哦，不是哦。
Not having the Spirit does not mean when you pray you cannot speak in tongues.
什么叫做没有圣灵的人？
What are people that don't have the Spirit?
圣灵是神所应许的。
The Holy Spirit is promised by God.
所以只要努力求，时候到了，圣灵就自然赐给你。
And if we diligently ask for it, it will definitely come to us.
但是这里讲说这是一个没有圣灵的人。
However, here it says those people who do not have the Holy Spirit.
什么是没有圣灵？就是心中没有神。
These people who do not have the Spirit are those who don't have God in their heart.
没有把神放在心中。
They don't put God in their heart.
自己喜欢怎么做就怎么做。
Whatever they would like to do, they just do it.
虽然是基督徒，
even though they're Christians,
但是神从来不是他们生命中的主宰。
But the Lord is not the Lord of their life.
所以他们不管做什么决定，
so it doesn't matter what choices they make.
不管人生选择什么样的道路，
doesn't matter what roads they decide to take.
不在乎圣经怎么教导，
they don't care about the words of the Bible.
不在乎教会到底有什么需要，
they don't care about the needs of the church.
只在乎自己拥有什么想法，
they only care about whatTheir own thoughts are.
说因为这种人心中没有灵，
and because these people do not have a spirit in them,
心中没有神，
they don't, in their heart they don't have God.
所以他们做决定的时候从来不考虑到神要我怎么做。
When they make choices, they don't think what would God want me to do.
这种人我们要小心。
These are people we should be careful of.
因为在末世有这四种人会不断的影响我们跟影响我们的教会。
Because at the end time, these four types of people will continuously influence our church.
我们一方面不要跟这种人在一起。
On one hand, we shall not be with these people.
另一方面，我们千万不要变成这样子的人。
On the other hand, we shall not be like these people.
所以这是给我们今天一个提醒。
And these are the reminders for us today.
不要喜欢出口嘲笑，拿信仰当作玩笑。
We shall not mock others' faith and take it as a.
然后不要在教会里面分别你我，建立自己的势力。
We shall not cause divisions within the church.
然后呢，不要只会想到世上的好处，跟看见这个世界的价值。
We shall not look for the value in this world and only seek after things of this world.
最后，生命当中要知道神是我们的主宰。
And at the very end, we should know that that God is.Our God.
凡事借着祷告祈求交托在主的手中。
So, through prayers that we give everything to the hand of God.
所以如果我们可以这样子，
And if we can do this,
我们在信仰认识神的路上就会更加进步。
On our walk of faith, we will improve on knowing God.
就能够朝着永生添加的盼望努力前进。
Now we can continue to go forward in the hope of eternal life.
所以在这里犹大继续告诉我们。
Here Jude continues to tell us.
犹大说我们要努力直到永生。
Jude says we need to diligently go to eternal life.
因为最后有一个审判。
Because at the end there will be a judgment.
不管你喜不喜欢。
Whether you like it or not.
不管你相不相信。
Whether you believe it or not.
这个审判不会因为你相不相信而有任何的改变。
This judgment will not change just because you believe or don't believe.
按照圣经的教导，最后有一个末了的审判，所有的人都要接受。
According to the Bible, at the end times there will be a judgment that everyone needs to go through.
不会因为说，哎呀，不会因为你说我不信神，神就不见了。
It's not because you say I don't believe in God and God just disappears.
不会因为你说我不喜欢审判，审判就消失了。
It's not because you say I don't like judgment and the judgment will be finished.
他说啊，到末了必有一个审判。
At the end times there will be a judgment.
那给每一个人
And this is for everyone.
他说在审判之日那一天。
And on the day of judgment.
你要怎么样才能够成功？
How will you be successful?
怎么样才能够有盼望？
How will you have hope?
怎么样才能够得永生？
How can you gain eternal life?
怎么样才能够进天国？
How can you enter the heavenly kingdom?
那这是你跟我今天信仰当中最重要的课题。
These are the important points that we need to have in our faith.
然后所以在这里犹大告诉我们说，我们要直达到永生。
Jude says that we need to to reach towards eternal life.
哦，说好像在坐火车一样啊。
Like riding a train.
那说我们今天如果在坐 subway 好了哈，我们坐 subway 啊。
Let's say today we're riding the subway.
那这个 subway 啊，你坐上去以后。
And when you sit on the subway.
它一定会有一个终点。
There will be a destination.
它有一个最后的一站 ，the last stop.
There will be a last stop.
那但是啊，你坐哪个方向，它所到的地方可能是完全不一样的啊。
But depending on the direction you go, the last stop will be different.
啊，虽然在半路当中有很多人上车下车。
And in between the stops, many people get on and off the train.
有时候这个地铁有快有慢。
Sometimes the train will go fast and slow.
啊，但是如果你的方向是正确的
，But if your direction is correct,
你到最后一定能够直达到你要去的那个地方。
At the very end, you will.Definitely get to the place you need to go.
所以我们的目标是永生。
So our goal is eternal life.
那我们就要在这一条路上一直努力确定我们的方向。
And on this road, we need to diligently make sure we know our path.
才能够直到永生。
That way we can have eternal life.
但是怎么样能够直到永生呢
？And how can we reach eternal life?
在这里呢，犹大告诉我们四个要求啊。
Jude tells us there are four requirements.
我们看第二十节。
Let us see verse 20.
二十节。
Verse 20.
那这里说，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们要在至圣的真道上造就自己。在这里是给我们一个提醒。
Here it gives us a reminder.
他说我们要怎么样能够直到永生
It says here, how should we get to eternal life?
他说要建立在至圣的真道上面。
It's that first we need to build ourselves up on a holy faith.
但是一开始他先讲哦。
But first it says.
他说亲爱的弟兄。
It says beloved.
所以这里讲的是谁？
So who is it talking to here?
讲的是信徒。
It's talking to the members.
有信耶稣这一段才跟你有关系。
Those who believe in Jesus, this verse is for you.
有抓住神这一段才跟你有关系。
For those who grasp onto God, this verse is for you.
如果你不信耶稣。
If you don't believe in Jesus.
如果你不接受洗礼。
If you are not baptized.
如果你不归入主的名下。
If you do not
come under the name of the Lord.
Oh, if you do not come.
Come under
the name of the Lord.
如果你不是亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，If you are not a beloved brother,
很抱歉，犹大这一段话跟你没有什么关系呀。
I'm sorry, this verse is not, Jude is not addressing you.
因为犹大在这里是针对信徒来说的。
Because Jude is telling this verse to the members.
他说，如果你是信徒
，So if you are a Christian,
而且你是我们亲爱的弟兄啊
，And if you are a beloved brother,
他说你要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
Then you will build yourselves up in the most holy faith.
所以今天人要到永生。
So for those who want to get to eternal
life, 今天信仰要成功。
If your faith wants to be successful,
首先是要在道理上扎根，对真理有认识。
First, you need to know the truth and be rooted in it.
所以信仰不是一种感觉。
So faith is not just a feeling.
信仰也不是一种理论。
And
Theory.
Faith is also not a theory.
信仰是一种真实的存在。
Faith is it truly exists.
信仰是一种生命的改变。
It is a change in your life.
作为一个人，如果把信仰只是建立在一些人事物上面
，If a person only builds their faith on things,
有的是人嘛，就是哇，这个人我很喜欢，我跟他去教会。
If some people only build their faith on other people,
哇，这个教会人很好啊。
This person in church is really nice.
这个教会啊，这个气氛我很喜欢。
I like the atmosphere in this church.
这个教会午餐很好吃。
The lunch in this church is really yummy.
哇，这个教会的音乐哦，哇，这个教会唱的赞美是很感动我。
The church has really good music and the hymns really move me.
如果我们信主信一辈子。
If we believe in God our whole life.
信仰的建立都是在这些感官这种sensational 这种 emotional 这种感情或者是感官上面的触动。
And our faith is only built on these sensations and emotional feelings.
很抱歉啊，可能你到最后啊，信主一辈子跟得救没有什么关系啊。
Then I'm sorry, you may have believed in Christ your whole life, but you have nothing to do with salvation.
我上个礼拜在杜拜。
Last week I was in Dubai.
然后跟一个慕道朋友在聊天。
And I was talking to a truth seeker.
他是第二次来我们教会。
This was the second time they had come to our church.
我们就在聊天当中啊。
In our conversation,
他说他怎么选择他说他是一个很虔诚的基督徒。
This person said they are a very fervent Christian.
但是他怎么选择他要去哪一间教会呢？
But how did they choose which church they want to go?
一个人啊，一个 him 啊。
How did he choose how he wanted to go to church?
他说啊, 他就是去哪间让他那个唱诗让他很感动的。
He would choose the ones where he would be really moved by the hymn singing.
所以其实啊, 他做基督徒很多年了。
And so he was a Christian for a very long time.
啊, 但是他不太读圣经也不祷告。
But he didn't really read the Bible.
对他来讲, 所谓的灵修就是听诗歌。
Or pray. His cultivation was mostly just singing hymns.
所以啊, 在家里也听诗歌, 到教会也是听诗歌。
At home he would listen to hymns and then he would go to church and listen to hymns.
然后呢, 一间教会换一间。
And he would switch from church to church.
啊, 只要寻找那个啊, 最好能够唱 唱到让我感动流泪，我就觉得自己跟神很接近。
Just to find that church that makes him move when he sings and he feels really close to God.
我跟他说啊, 这个唱诗有感动是好事。
And I said to him, singing hymns and feeling moved is a really good thing.
但是你永远不会因为唱诗感动来进天国。
But you will not enter the kingdom of heaven because of him singing.
因为主耶稣告诉我们,
because Jesus Christ tells
说你们查考圣经, 因为内中有永生。
He said, you shall study the word because that there is eternal life in it.
主耶稣没有讲说你们多多唱诗, 因为唱诗得永生。
Jesus did not say, sing a lot of hymns because hymns will lead to eternal life.
所以今天一个人要得救,
so today if someone wants to be saved,
一定要在圣经的道理上面扎根才行。
They must be rooted in the words of the Bible.
明白认识到底怎么得救。
So that they can understand how to be saved.
明白认识主耶稣要求跟吩咐。
To understand and to know the requirements from Jesus.
就像保罗所说的,
just as Paul said.
保罗说我深知道我到底在信什么，我深知我所信的是谁。
Paul said that I know who I have believed in.
那我们知道吗？
Do we know?
哦, 所以啊, 第一个在这里告诉我们,
so here first it tells us.
信仰不能只是一种感觉,
faith is not just a feeling.
信仰不能追求这种感官上的刺激,
faith is not to just find stimulation for sensation.
信仰一定要在真道上面建立,
faith must be rooted in the truth.
那第二个在这里讲说要在圣灵里面祷告,
the second is that we should pray in the Holy Spirit.
什么叫做在圣灵里面祷告?
What does it mean to pray in the Holy Spirit?
我们很多的弟兄姐妹说, 有啊, 我已经得圣灵了。
A lot of members will say, yes, I have the Holy Spirit.
我已经用圣灵祷告十几年了。
I have prayed with the Holy Spirit for many, many years.
有时候你用灵言祷告, 不代表你在圣灵里面祷告, 这是不一样的事情啊。
Sometimes if you pray in tongues, this does not equal praying with the Spirit.
很多时候我们用灵言祷告, 到最后只剩下, 只剩下一个习惯而已。
Sometimes when we pray in, in tongues, it is just a habit.
一个真正的祷告,
a true prayer.
除了嘴巴上面的舌头跳动,
besides the movement in the mouth,
更有心里面配合祷告所做出的祈求。
There is a heart that is willing to do what the person is praying about.
如果我们只是跪在那里,
if we are just kneeling there,
什么都没有想, 完全没有任何的感觉,
we haven't thought of anything and there's no feelings at all.
只是一种很习惯性的, 让, 很习惯性的, 的祷告。
It is just a habitual prayer.
或许就跟这个法利赛人祷告没有什么两样。
This is not any different from how the Pharisees pray.
圣经里面讲说法利赛人讲了一大堆。
The Bible said that the Pharisees would say many, many things.
啊, 但是主耶稣说他是对着空气在说话。
But Jesus said the Pharisee was speaking to the air.
因为真正的祷告,
because a true prayer,
一定是内外都有, 行动跟心灵都有配合。
It is inside and out, inwardly and outwardly.
所以在这里讲说我们要在圣灵里面祷告。
So here it says we need to pray in the Holy Spirit.
不是讲得很单纯的说, 哦, 我有得圣灵, 我会用灵言, 我灵言祷告就好了, 不是的。
It is not just to simply say I pray in the Holy Spirit because I speak in tongues.
而是在祷告当中去寻求到底神对我们生命的旨意是什么。
But it is to seek for what the Lord wills for us in our prayer.
并且在祷告当中学习顺服遵照神的旨意来活。
In order to pray so that we can be obedient to the will of God.
所以啊, 真正一个在圣灵里面祷告的人,
and so for someone who is truly praying with the Holy Spirit,
他是跪下来用心祷告,
they are kneeling down and praying with all their heart.
站起来之后生命改变。
When they stand up, their lives change.
曾经有一个小孩子, 有一个年轻人问我啊,
and recently a youth asked me,
他就跟我说, 你看看, 有一个信徒啊,
he said, look, there's a member.
哇, 每次祷告都很大声啊,
they always pray really loud.
哇, 尤其有人看的时候, 祷告特别大声,
and when people are looking, that person prays extra loud.
祷告又大声, 震动又厉害, 哇, 泪流,
they pray very loud, they move a lot, and they sweat a lot.
那怎么啊, 祷告完站起来啊, 看每个人看起来都很不顺眼啊。
How come when they get up from prayer, they can't look at other people?
啊，看人这个每一个人看起来都不够属灵。
Every time they look at others, they think that they are not holy enough.
啊，走到外面还没到会堂门口就跟人家吵架。
They haven't even left the chapel yet, and they begin arguing with others.
啊，所以啊，有一个青年就来问我啊。
And a youth asked me this.
他说：“传道怎么会这样？”
He said, Pastor, why did this happen?
我祷告的时候不是圣灵感动，非常的。圣灵感动，那个非常的、非常的祷告，非常的有力量吗
？When you pray and you're full of the Holy Spirit, shouldn't you be full of strength?
我怎么祷告完之后又吵架又生气又跟别人相处不好
？How come after the prayer there's anger and arguments and bad connections with people?
我跟那个年轻人讲啊
，And I said to this youth,
我说祷告感动跟祷告激动是不一样的、啊。
I said, the feeling from prayer and then the movement of prayer is different.
哦，祷告很感动，是从内心里面得到力量。
And to be moved by prayer is to find strength from within.
祷告很激动，很 emotional. 祷告很激动，常常是个人创造出来的。
But when you pray and you become emotional, this is sometimes made up from inside.
我说你怎么样知道一个人有没有真正进入祷告的深处
？So how do you know if someone is deeply in prayer?
你怎么知道一个人祷告有没有被圣灵所感动
？How do you know if someone is truly moved by prayer?
不是他祷告多大声、震动多厉害，不是啊。
It's not about how loud or how much they move when they pray.
而是他祷告起来之后他所做的事情。
It is what they do after they rise up from prayer.
哦，所以你看到有些啊常常祷告的人。
And so we see that sometimes those who pray.
哦，你会感觉说啊，他们的面貌非常的让人感觉，就是让人感觉非常的慈祥，让人感觉非常的温馨。
Their aura gives off a very
很 comfortable.
A very comfortable feeling.
所以你在他身旁的时候，你会觉得很心安。
And so when you are next to them, you feel very at peace in your heart.
说啊，这样子的人越祷告越美丽。
These people, when they pray more, they become more beautiful.
越祷告，生命当中的敌人越少。
And when they pray more, they have less enemies.
为什么？因为他不断的在改变。
And why? Because they are continuously changing.
啊，所以啊，我们今天要不断的审查自己啊。
And so today we need to Exam ourselves.
我们不要只是追求那个哇，祷告很长的时间，哇，祷告非常大声，哇，全世界都知道我在祷告。
We should not seek out to pray very long and let everyone in the world know how long we're praying.
而是要省察，要反省一下自己的行为。
We need to examine our own actions.
说我今天祷告完之后，脾气有没有变得温柔
？And say after I pray today, has my temper gone down?
我祷告之后，说话态度有没有更加的客气
？And today after I finish praying. Is my attitude when I speak more courteous?
我祷告之后
After I prayed,
认识到我所犯的错误
And I know the wrongs that I've committed.
我有没有勇气来拿起电话向对方道歉
And do I have the courage to pick up the phone and apologize to another person?
因为真正在圣灵里面祷告
Because if someone is truly praying with the Holy Spirit,
是求神赐给我们能力，敢去面对自己所犯下的错误
It is to ask the Lord to give us the strength to face what we've done wrong.
能够低下头来向对方道歉
and to order to bow our heads so that we can apologize to others
能够拿出时间来多爱教会
so we can take out the time so that we can love the church more
能够看着世上的引诱转身离开
so that we can see the temptations in this world and turn around
他说这个才叫做在圣灵里面祷告
this is what it means to pray in the Holy Spirit
借着祷告点起内心当中那个火焰
andThis kind of prayer sparks the fire in our heart.
使里面那个人真正的能够坚强。
And these people can truly be strong.
所以我们有没有在圣灵里面祷告
？So are we praying in the Holy Spirit?
第三，在这里告诉我们。
The third thing it tells us.
21节。
Verse 21.
21节说要保守自己，常在神的爱中。
It says we shall keep ourselves in the love of God.
哦，所以在这里说我们要到永生。
So.Here it tells us to get to eternal life.
第一
First,
真理一定要认识。
We must know the truth.
第二祷告当中得到力量。
Secondly, in our prayer, we must have strength.
第三在这里说要常常保持在神的爱中。
And third, it says we need to keep ourselves in the love of God.
什么叫做保持自己在神的爱中
?What does it mean to keep ourselves in the love of God?
人非常的健忘。Forgetful.
People are very forgetful.
所以很多时候啊好事别人的恩典我们常常都忘记。
a lot of the times we forget all the good things and people's grace.
啊，所以有时候啊，你去看那个夫妻哦。
And so we see married couples.
你去看了，你跟那个夫妻聊天。
And when you talk with the married couples.
常常啊，尤其是夫妻吵架以后，关系不好吵架以后哦。
Especially after they have argued and they have, don't have a good relationship.
你每次问问啊，问他说，哎，你先生对你做过什么让你印象很深刻的，让你很感动的事情吗？
When you ask the wife, what has your husband done for you that has made you feel so moved?
没有，什么都没有，他最差劲了。
She will say.
这样啊、
She'll say nothing. He has never done anything for
me. 但是啊，如果要讲缺点啊，哇，肉肉等一串又一串讲不完啊。
But if you ask about weaknesses, then they have a whole list of weaknesses.
所以有时候我们那个做那个婚姻的，做那个夫妻当中婚姻的协调。
So sometimes when we do a marriage counseling,
你会觉得说有的夫妻真的非常的幼稚。
You will see that some couples are really immature.
而且啊，对别人啊，对对方非常的苛刻啊，就是很 critical 哦，很 demanding 啊。
They are very critical and demanding of
the other party. 但是对自己又很好啊，对自己非常的原，非常 forgetful 啊，对自己非常的好。
But they are forgetful about their selves.
哦，所以啊，你问他，你叫他们两个坐，这样坐下来啊。
So you ask them to sit down.
给他们一张纸。
Gave them a piece of paper.
啊，说来来来，要不然你写一下，写一下这么多年的婚姻当中让你感动的事情啊。
And say, come here. After all this time of marriage, write down everything that has moved you in this
marriage. 没有啊，交白卷了，没有，通通没有，他最烂了，没有，没有什么可以记得。
And they give in blank pieces of paper and they say nothing. They've never done anything for me.
但是你如果给他一张纸说啊，写写让你很受不了，你很希望对方要改的事。
But if you give them another paper and say, write down everything you can't stand about the other person, you want
them to change. 写写对方的缺点，或者让你印象很深、很不舒服的。
Write down the other person's weaknesses or things that made you uncomfortable.
哇，传道，再拿一张纸来好吗？
They would say, Pastor, give me another piece of paper.
哇，什么都写下来，什么都忘不掉啊。
They can't forget anything. They write everything down.
结婚那一天。
And on the day of their wedding.
桌上有一只大虾，你吃掉了，你没有给我吃。
There was a big shrimp on the table and you didn't give it to me.
结婚15年没有忘记啊。
And for 15 years in their marriage,
they never forgot. 所以人就是这样啊。
And
人就是这个样子啊。
People are like that.
别人对我们的好，常常一下就忘记了。
The good things people do for us, we tend to forget.
别人对我们的恩典，我们常常理所当然的不断地去接受。
The grace that other people give to us, we take it for granted.
但是只要有一点不好。
But if there's even a small,
只要有一点让你不高兴，
a small mistake or something that makes you unhappy,
记他一辈子，从来不忘记。
You will remember it forever. You'll never forget.
人对人是这个样子。
People treat each other this way.
所以为什么常常很多夫妻关系非常的恶劣？
And so why do some married couples have bad relationships?
人对神也常常是这样。
And people are like this towards God.
所以为什么信主多年一点感觉都没有？
Why is it after believing in God for so many years there's no feelings at all?
为什么？因为你不觉得神很爱你。
Why don't you feel that God really loves you?
你只记得那些祷告啊，神都不给你这个，也不给你那个。
You just remember when you prayed, God didn't grant you this or that.
所以到最后，你会觉得说信仰没有任何的意义。
And at the end, you say that your faith has no meaning.
啊，但是是神不爱你吗？
Is it that God doesn't love you?
是你生命当中没有神迹奇事，没有恩典，没有见证吗？
Is it true that there are no testimonies, no grace, no miracles in your life?
没有啊，只是因为你太健忘了。
No, it is just that you are too forgetful.
从来不记得，从来不数算。
You don't remember and you don't count.
过去的就把它忘记。
Once it happens, you forget it.
所以到今天。
So to today.
你会觉得说信仰非常的平淡。
You will say that
very plain.
Faith is very plain.
而且很 plain, 哈。而且你觉得离神非常的遥远。
And that you are very far away from God.
但是在这里告诉我们说你要怎么样到永生。
But here it says how we should get to eternal life.
他说你要保守在神的爱中。
It says that we should keep ourselves in the love of God.
保守好像就是盖过去 immerse, 把你这样子好像水把你灌过去一样。
To keep ourselves is to immerse ourselves and to
cover ourselves. 他说如果今天把自己泡在神的恩典神的爱里面。
And today, if we steep ourselves in the love of God,
从里到外都觉得神非常爱你。
And from the inside to the outside, you feel God.
你不可能离开教会。
There's no way you could leave church.
你也不可能离开道理。
And you could not leave the truth.
你更不可能离开信仰离开神。
You could not leave the faith and you cannot leave God.
如果你能够常常记得神怎么爱你。
If you could always remember how God loves you.
如果你对神在你生命当中的作为记得非常清楚。
If you remember very clearly the things God has done for you.
你会觉得说生命非常活泼。
You will feel that life is very active.
而且呀，信仰非常的真实。
And that the faith is very true.
因为你生命当中你能想到的有太多的神迹奇事了。
Because in your life you can think about so many miracles.
啊，所以如果记性不好的人。
For those who are forgetful.
你要把它写下来，真的要把它写下来。
You need to really write it down.
写下来，当你有一天信心软弱的时候。
And you need to write it down so that one day when you are weak in your faith.
当你对信仰灰心的时候。
And when you are feeling doubtful about your faith.
你把它拿出来看。
You can take it out and read it.
一页一页的翻，一篇一篇的读。
Read every single page.
看到说神在你的生命当中做了多少伟大的奇事。
See how many great things the Lord has done for you.
你会发现说在读完之后你就再一次的被激励了。
And you will feel after you read it that you are once again moved.
你再一次的被神的爱所充满。
And you will be filled with the love of God.
你会发觉说神过去能这样爱我，今天就能这样爱我。
And you can see that the Lord has loved you from before, and today He still loves me this way.
你会发觉说，神在我生命当中给我的已经远远超过我配得的。
And the Lord has given me way more than I deserve.
那当我们能够常常被神的恩典、神的爱所充满
，and that we are filled with the love of God.
那自然而然就不会离开神。
Naturally, we will never leave God.
最后面在这里告诉我们
，and at the very end, it tells us.
他说啊，当我们把自己保守在神的爱中
，that when we can keep ourselves in the love of God.
最后就是。仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯。
That we should look unto the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以啊，第一点、第二点、第三点是我们可以努力的。
So the first, the second, and the third are things we can be courageous.
努力学道理，你可以努力。
We can diligently study the word.
你可以常常努力祷告。
We can diligently pray.
你可以常常去思想神在你生命当中的作为。
And you can think about often the things the Lord has done for you.
所以第一、第二、第三都是我们可以做的。
So the first, second, and third thing are actions we can
take. 但是我们要记住一件事情。
But we need to remember one thing.
今天要得救不是因为你很努力你就一定会得救。
That if you want to be saved, it is not just because you're very diligent that you
can be saved. 而是在乎神愿不愿意怜悯你让你进天国。
But we should care about whether the Lord will have mercy on us and let us enter the kingdom of
heaven. 所以努力是你我的本分，是应该要做的事情。
Diligence is something that we should do. It is our responsibility.
但是努力完之后，千万不要变成一种骄傲。
But after our diligence, we should not let this be a pride.
我这么好的人，这么会祷告，圣经这么懂，不救我，救谁呢？
I'm such a great person. I understand the Bible. I pray all the time. If I'm not saved, then who could be saved?
我的生命当中神迹奇事这么多。印证神这么爱我，我不进天国谁能进？
My life has so many miracles. This means God loves me a lot. If I can't enter the kingdom of heaven, who can?
如果我们把自己的努力变成一种骄傲的原因，
If we let our diligence become our pride,
那可能我们到最后就会跟救恩擦肩而过。
Then perhaps at the end we will have nothing to do with salvation.
所以在这里最后犹大提醒我们，
At the end Jude reminds us,
弟兄啊，你要努力。
Brothers, you need to be diligent.
弟兄啊，你要学道。
Brothers, you need to study the word.
弟兄啊，常常祷告，不要灰心。
Brothers, unceasingly pray, don't doubt.
但是亲爱的弟兄，千万不要忘记一件事情。
But beloved brothers, do not forget one thing.
要常常恳求主啊，开恩可怜我吧。
Need to continuously ask God, please have mercy on me.
不管你拥有多少
，doesn't matter.
不管你多么的对圣经多么的了解
，doesn't matter how much you understand the Bible.
不管你祷告多长的时间
，doesn't matter how long you pray.
更不要看你做了多少的圣功
，doesn't matter how much holy work you have done.
我们心中要常常像保罗一样
，in our heart we need to be like Paul.
保罗说，众罪人当中，我是个罪魁啊。
Paul said that among all the sinners, I am the greatest.
但是连我这种这么坏的人，主你还是怜悯我，我太感谢你了。
But even though I am the great sinner, you, Lord, you still have mercy on me, and I really thank you.
他没有讲说我是伟大的保罗。
He never said I'm the great Paul.
他没有讲说我是翻天覆地的使徒。
He did not say I'm the apostle that turns the heavens.
他没有说我是行神迹的保罗。
He never said I'm the Paul that performed miracles.
他只说主啊，罪人当中你还愿意拯救我，我太感激。
He said, Lord, among all the sinners you still want to choose me, I'm very moved.
所以虽然他做了很多年的圣功。
And so he has done a holy work his whole life.
虽然他是使徒时代最重要的工人之一。
Even though he was one of the most important workers in the apostolic time.
但是到最后当他年纪老迈。
But at the end when he was old.
他所纪念的不是自己所完成的工作。
He did not remember all the work that he had done.
他只记得神给他的怜悯。
He only remembered the mercy the Lord has shown on him.
所以谦卑使人得见基督。
So,
humility.
Humility is how people will reach the heart of God.
所以在这里提醒我们，
So here it reminds us,
道理一定要学，
that we need to study the word.
如果道理根基不正确，
if our truth is not Correct.
主耶稣不认识我们。
The Lord will not recognize us.
祷告当中求神的旨意。
In our prayer, we need to know God's will.
让我们认识到说生命真正的价值在哪里。
So we can recognize where the true value of our faith is.
从不忘记神在我们生命中的恩典。
So we will never forget the grace that the Lord shown on us.
被爱所充满，所以离神很亲近。
So that we can be filled with God's love and be close to God.
到最后是认知到自己的。认知到自己的软弱
and at the end to know your own weaknesses
不管我做的再多不管我做了多少在神眼中都是不够的
it doesn't matter how much I do in God's eyes it is not enough
人的努力到最后也只是污秽
the diligence of a man is only
is 还是达不到神的标准
oh, cannot reach the standard of God
所以到最后主啊开恩怜悯我吧
and so at the end we say Lord please have mercy on me
当我们能够谦卑自己求神的怜悯
and if we are able to humble ourselves and ask for the mercy of God
我们所缺乏的那个部分
the part that we cannot reach
我们所不完美的部分
the part that we are not perfect in
主耶稣就帮我们遮盖了
the Lord will help us cover it
使我们能够直到永生
and so that we can reach eternal life
不只是有天国的盼望
and not only that we have the heavenly hope
更能够进天国亲眼见神
but we can actually enter the kingdom and see God with our own eyes
我们一起来唱诗
let us all sing hymn
177首